Liturgical Day, Thursday of the Second Week in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God!" He warned them sternly not to make him known. Commentary by Father Melchior Cordero, Ribes de Fezzer, Spain. A large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. Today, with the baptisms by John in the Jordan still recent, we should all remember the kind of conversion brought about as a result of our baptism. We have all been baptized into one Lord, into one faith, for in one spirit we are all baptized into one body. This is the aim of unity, to form a single body, to be a single unity in Christ, so that the world may believe. In today's Gospel, we see a large crowd from Galilee followed him, and a great number of people coming from other places surrounded the Lord. And he paid heed to all, procuring without exception their good. We have to keep this in mind during the octave of prayer for Christian unity. Let us realize how, throughout the centuries, we Christians have divided ourselves into Catholics, Orthodox, Anglicans, Lutherans, and a long list of other Christian confessions. This evidences a historic sin against one of the essential points of our church, its unity. But let us face today's ecclesial reality. Our bishoprics, our parishes, our Christian groups and associations. Are we truly one? Will this type of unity really be a motive for conversion for those who are away from the church? That they also may be in us, that the world may believe, pleaded Jesus to the Father. Our challenge is that the others may see a group of believers united in one another, gathered by the Holy Spirit, under the Church of Christ. All believers were one in heart and mind. Let us remember that the unity of the assembly must be manifested as a fruit of the Eucharist, as well as the union of each one with Jesus, since we feed on the same bread to be one body. Therefore, what the sacraments stand for and the graces they contain demand we work towards communion with all people. Our conversion is the unity of the Trinity, which is a gift from heaven, and our sanctifying task cannot avert the gestures of communion, understanding, welcome, and forgiveness towards others.